Real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Could be the start of an all-out trade war. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump imposing a 25% tax on all goods coming across the border from Mexico and Canada, and an additional tax on Chinese products. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices.
The White House has paused military aid to Ukraine. The White House saying it will be reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution in the fight against Russia's invasion. President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress this evening. He is expected to talk about Ukraine and the tariffs and to explain how his work to slash the size of the federal government will help the country grow. Many Democrats plan to bring recently fired federal workers as their guests to the speech. Pope Francis stabilized and now off mechanical ventilation as he continues to be treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today will hear arguments over whether American gun makers should be held liable for the rivers of guns flowing south into Mexico. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
The government of Mexico is seeking $10 billion in damages from American gun makers. The companies say they are immune from suit under federal law. The justices will decide whether the case can move forward under an exception. It's the first time the court has ever considered immunity for American gun manufacturers.
TikTok is now facing a new lawsuit filed yesterday. It raises concerns about how safe the platform is for children. The suit claims there is rampant sexual and financial exploitation of kids on TikTok live streams. Coffee prices on the rise and stocks running low. Brazil is being parched by a deep drought, and coffee farmers have already sold almost all of their beans months before new crops come in. Prices for Arabica beans up 20%. Sherry Preston, ABC.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Honora Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, an inch or more possible with a low of 35. Rain will change to snow tomorrow with snow likely tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There could be a few inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusts creating blowing snow at times on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. How are you?
Better than you.
We've just been talking for... Johnny had his physical yesterday. I want to say better than you. Don't think it's because it's physical. Remember he went to Two Rivers? He's been talking about it for 2 weeks.
He had a little physical, huh?
No, it was scheduled.
It was scheduled. And they had it all wrong.
Remember the date wrong? The dentist appointment?
Yes.
What happened?
So he went to his dentist appointment, but they had a meeting, so he couldn't get in.
Well, it was kind of confusing at the time.
Right, right.
John, but they wouldn't let me in the door.
Okay, right. But John,
couldn't get through the door.
What happened yesterday?
So I go there yesterday, and they say, not to the dentist, to the hospital I go to. And this, every 6 months, I get a checkup type thing. They do blood work. And she says, okay, the doctor's on vacation, so it was somebody else type of thing. She's going to go over all the results of your blood work. I go, last time I had that was September. She said, no, you're recent. I said, yeah, I thought maybe you guys would do that today because I did not get a notice. And she goes, well, certainly you did. Let me check. She goes, oh, well, it's scheduled for the 20th of March. And your appointment's scheduled for the 3rd.
2 weeks off and for the following 3rd, yeah. Ugh.
You people can't make mistakes like that. You know what I mean? It's like anybody else, but not...
Yeah,
the hospitals.
I had a certain thing kind of similar happen just recently with that same group of people where I had an appointment coming up and I knew I had to have blood work, but it was never scheduled. Oh. And so I'm trying to call and say, I need this. And they're like, oh, no, everything. And I'm like,
But that's blood work's easy to do.
Sure.
I mean, you just go down.
Yesterday I was, I wish I would have told you to not let me drink any caffeine.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd still be doing the blood work.
Yeah, that's too bad because now you got to reschedule the whole thing.
The whole thing over again
or something.
Whole thing start from scratch.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so at least you don't have any bad news because the dentist didn't see him, the doctor you didn't see him.
Isn't
so
that crazy?
You can go live and everything's fine. Did you say your wife is going to say, did you go to the dentist? Yep. Did you go to the doctor? Yep.
Yep.
So just leave it at that.
I did. I was at both places.
Right.
I got a texter. Happy Fat Tuesday.
It is.
Let's go get some punchkies. Pushkies.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
There you go.
That is what Shrove Tuesday, whatever. Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday today. So Lent begins tomorrow.
I had Fat Monday.
What'd you eat?
I'll tell you what. Waverly's pizza.
Oh.
20-inch.
Oh.
Piece of sausage the size of a silver dollar. You know how sometimes you get a pizza, you got these tiny little, it's almost like chopped ham.
Yeah.
It's the size of a silver dollar. They're pieces of sausage.
That is kind of a lot for two.
20 inches?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, it didn't eat the whole thing.
Sure.
Was there two? Were there two people?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. He did hesitate. Did you notice that? He looks at me like, well, who's the other one, Jim?
Oh, there's times I've downed a whole one like that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There have been times. Yeah.
But anyway, with this Lent, so last night in class, Ramadan started, not yesterday, the day before.
A couple days ago.
So he was this kid from Jordan. I told you about him. But there, they...
They do it pretty serious, don't they?
Well, very. Yeah. Very, but they fast all day.
Right.
And you can only eat when it's dark, when the sun's on.
Right.
Well, I'll take that over during the day. I said, man, I said, the pizza companies must love that.
There have been a couple of guys in the NBA that have dealt with that.
Yeah. He has to go, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't do any water or anything during the day.
Right. That's what I mean.
It's very serious.
Very serious.
And
yeah, no, there have been some athletes that have tried to do it, you know, follow it strictly and still play ball.
But, you know, the sun comes up at, 6:30? Man, I'd be just scarfing away. But McDonald's doesn't start burgers till 10. It's like, oh, I don't know.
As soon as the sky turned a little bit, you know, where you can, I would have like a landmark. Can I see that barn?
Set the alarm like an hour before the sun gets up.
I see the barn! Here's some pancakes. Yeah.
And then tomorrow ours is, well, Christians, Catholics, no meat and then fasting.
Ash Wednesday, yeah.
So anyway, that's all this time of year.
I got so much. My dad had a temper. Okay. Real hot. Real
hot. I wouldn't have never imagined that would be the case.
There's no heredity there. No. Okay.
So he got so mad. The first year, I think it was 12. Was it 12 when you first have to start fasting?
Oh, that's.
Whatever.
You know, that moves. It's 16. It was 12.
Yeah. I think it was like the year they lowered it or something. The first year they lowered it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
But
my
anyway.
Mom would know.
Anyway, and actually, it was Good Friday.
Okay, well, that's a little bit different, but you know.
Yeah, it's Good Friday, and it's like you're fasting, you know, we're doing the thing, and we're having a, and so what I would do is walk. I'd open the refrigerator door and just look, and then slam it shut. 2 minutes later, walk to the refrigerator door, look, slam it shut, slam the cupboards, the whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's tougher. Anyway, well, I'm sure when we get to that, we'll talk about it. But
I think that might have been one of those days where he said, can't you be a good GD Catholic for one day in your
life?
Isn't
that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. But from 12 to 3, we couldn't talk either.
Oh, I don't know if we had that.
Silence.
Ooh.
And now, church chat.
Right.
With Mino and the mayor.
Oh, boy. I don't
know. So my first year of fasting.
Pretty shallow. I snuck
my
a ham
dad
sandwich.
Almost beat the crap out of me.
Well, isn't that special?
Because I complained so much.
But today, celebrate. We're going to Heights tonight. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I see that Kevin Van Ness, who we like, you know, he plays that New Orleans style.
Yeah, of course.
And he's not in New Orleans. I think he's in Appleton, quite honestly. I saw that on his, he sent something.
Were you
that,
ever in New Orleans for this?
No, not for
were
this.
Were you, Todd?
No.
Seems like you would have, having spent some time down south and everything.
You know, when I was living in Mississippi, never had a chance to get there.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Mike Stepak, who we had on when he was going to New Orleans for a Super Bowl, he said, if you ever travel to New Orleans and you've ever been there, fine, do the tours, do Bourbon Street, you know, buy a glass, do whatever. But, man, there are so many great places around New Orleans in other areas away from the tourists.
Oh, yeah.
He said that's the most. Well, that's what we said. The Super Bowl should be there every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every year. No question.
Maybe Vegas.
Or Vegas.
You know, that's.
Yeah. Okay, I got to throw it out there. You see Aaron Rodgers are talking about him going to the Giants?
No.
And a guy did a big article from New York. It's like, why? What haven't you seen? Come on.
Is he going to land somewhere or might he stay there?
He's running out of options, kind of.
Wow.
I still think he's going to end up in Las Vegas. I really do. Tom Brady. I still can't believe Tom Brady is allowed to be a team owner.
Talk about a conflict, right?
Because they're...
That was me. I can't take a bullet for you, John. That was John. How was that pizza on the way down here?
Hey.
Okay, so Brady, what?
Yeah. No. There are actual NFL rules. Members of opposing teams, like even their PR guys, aren't allowed to like watch practice and do these. Brady's doing all that. He's doing all the things. I'm shocked.
And interviewing
that teams are allowed or are allowing him to do this.
And don't they dig a little deep on some of those interviews?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They don't put everything on TV, but you don't have to record this and
no
that.
No question.
I don't know if that's going to last.
But I don't know. But he's Tom Brady. It seems like there's Brady rules.
He needs the money.
I know. I know. And he's got some new little hottie on the side who I'm sure is needy. No, Giselle. Giselle has a man.
Yeah.
Was he a karate instructor or something? Something like that.
Though.
Yeah.
I just, Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I get a kick out of some of these showbiz, whatever you want to call it, people. That's all you, for years, that, oh my God, all I care about is my loving wife I'm going home to. Oh my God, I've got the world's greatest husband. I know people are jealous. We have the most perfect kids.
Yeah.
We have the most unbelievably wonderful marriage. We live in a dream.
Right.
All of a sudden,
it's just one long honeymoon.
He sucks. You know what? I'm tired of him. And then she's with just some male model right off the bat.
Ten
he's
years
got
younger.
Somebody from Victoria's Secrets. And, yeah.
But the guy who I think when you look at, you know, I mean, money, wealth, fame that you can marry out of your league. That Meghan Markle, I think, from Suits, I think she's...
I think you got something for her.
I think I do.
I think you've got something. You have met... She is the only person on TV over the past 1 year that you have ever mentioned. It's the only TV show you've ever mentioned.
That's true. Maybe that's why I got to watch one.
You've got something for her.
I can tell you during the break something else. So anyway...
Oh, I got to tell you a funny story. You got to hear this. Oh, and I forgot my phone. The one day... It's upstairs. I forgot my phone. But anyway, get this. So I get a text yesterday. Hey, John, this is Charlie. Maybe I remember. A longtime listener of your shows, of your program, big fan of the program. Said, I'm driving bus in Alabama. Must be a tour bus. And he said, I saw your picture you posted on Facebook from high school, you know, wearing the plaid.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and the yellow pants and the whole things. And he goes, I talked to this lady, and she had said she's from Michigan. He goes, so I asked her, I said, you ever hear of Negani? She goes, I'm from Negani.
Wow.
She goes, you ever hear of John Mino? She goes, are you kidding? I went to school with him all my life. He goes, he's got a thing on Facebook of him and the homecoming court. He goes, do you know them? She goes, I'm the queen in the picture.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
We were talking yesterday off the air about how there's so many people from up there.
Yes. What are the odds of that?
Well, I think you seek them out. But yeah, there's more people here from there than I would have guessed had I not met you. Yeah, it's...
Well, I mean...
But you said a lot of people there moved down here.
There aren't a lot of jobs in the UP anymore. I mean, outside of Marquette, which is a great city, Marquette is now being listed as one of the, for its size, the most one of the top 10 destination cities for people to move to. Like what my brother did. You know, he lived in Arizona, or still, you know, has forever, ever. They used to spend the summer, you know, how people go to Florida for the winters. People from down there are now coming up to like Marquette and Traverse City and
get out of that 100 degree.
To get out of the heat.
Yeah. And I don't know what, but that's a small community. That's like Two Rivers, right? 10, 11,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And they got water.
Oh,
they
got it's that got Lake Superior.
And, well, I mean, yeah. The stuff you can, and then they got that, they have a pavilion like in their park for like,
in Marquette.
The wrong one? Is that, no, I'm thinking the other side, right?
Oh, you think of Traverse City?
There's a pavilion I thought we saw with some music. No, that's not there. Wrong place.
Where were you? Where were you? In Marquette?
I was in the UP. You know, John, I don't know.
Boy, it's all the same.
So I was going to say that, John.
It's like in the UK, they think that all there is in America is New York and Los Angeles.
Right,
that's
I know. The South is, all right. Okay.
I don't know.
But it's great. I would do that. I tell you, if I had a place in Arizona.
Are you talking about the pavilion in the UP?
This was 2002, okay?
They've got one in Marinette.
It's Marinette.
Oh, okay.
It's Marinette.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Oh,
the
Marinette.
Mayor came down here. I went up there. It's
got
Marinette.
It. Got
it's
you.
Marinette.
Got it.
It's all right. Marquette, sorry.
I'm not saying there isn't a pavilion in the UP, but I didn't think that'd be a big landmark.
The one he's talking about. And that was a big deal when we were there.
Okay.
All right. Got that squared away.
All right.
What is this?
Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Hi, everybody. It's Happy Tuesday at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. Women are already outside our window.
Throwing beads.
Right. Throwing beads.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Look at the floats. Look at the floats.
Put it back on. Al Hurt.
Put that.
Love you. Play when the Saints go marching in. Back after
you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Why Boot Barn for your business? Because nothing is more important than your workers' safety and your peace of mind. With a commercial account at Boot Barn, you get a customized program specific to your business. The largest assortment of work boots and workwear for every industry. The convenience of having a one-source nationwide supplier and nationwide customization. You need safety and compliance. We have your back. Commercial accounts at Boot Barn Work.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Tuesday, March 4th. It is Fat Tuesday. It is Dance the Waltz Day. You seem like you'd know how to do the waltz.
Oh yeah.
Do you do it upstairs in your dance studio?
No. Okay. We might have. Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good place to practice how to do that.
It was just a square box. Yeah. It's not.
No, it's rectangular.
I'm talking about the waltz, John.
Oh, the waltz. I'm sorry. I was talking about your room.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. You know what?
Get some coffee.
You know what I felt bad about? I never really brought this up, but I legitimately, honestly, felt bad about something that night at your house for your Christmas party. I didn't know anybody could hear me singing Blue Christmas. I thought I was just kind of mumbling.
Oh, because upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. The acoustics up there. Awesome.
Oh, so I feel bad. I didn't want those kids thinking I was, you know, because they were so good. Were they from Michicot?
Yeah, they're probably on the bus home.
Could
they're
they hear
like,
that?
That's a good room to sing
because
in.
Your personal trainer sure heard it.
Oh,
and she was pretty far away. And then another guy came over and
mentioned something.
She was pretty
close to the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another guy came over and mentioned, goes, hey, I've heard of Elvis. You're not Elvis. But wow. You ever do that where, so you know, you're kind of singing along, you don't realize?
That can get a little bit annoying.
I don't think I was.
If you go to a concert. I'm talking about the Widener. I'm not talking about, you know, the
Mosh Yeah.
I'm talking about the Widener. Yeah. Look, people like to sing along. Who sang Chestnuts on an Open Fire?
Johnny Mathis.
Nat King Cole?
No, okay. Johnny Mathis was there. Guy sang everything.
Some other guy, did you mean?
Right next to you?
Next to me.
Oh!
Everything.
That would
He was a Johnny
not
Mathis.
Be great.
He loved Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
And Donna kept telling me that, you know, think about how happy he is. I mean, I don't care about him.
That would be really annoying. I remember
that happened in Peter, Paul, and Mary, but that was a lot better because it was kind of everybody.
Everybody kind of singing along.
Yeah. And everybody knew every song. And they were awesome.
Who do we have on? Was it Sandra? Somebody was on who was at McCartney. And when he would do certain songs, the whole Lambeau Field would sing.
Oh, yeah. Billy Joel. They do, but they invite that. What I'm talking about is the person that.
Right. Who's not invited. It's like the time I told you I was up at the. I forget who was seen in concert. And at the Resh, up in one of the boxes, and somebody pointed out, said, how would you like to be sitting behind those two girls? Because they were dancing and singing to all the songs.
Right.
And I said, yeah, that's annoying. And I saw Usher came over and got into it a little bit. And then I said, can I borrow your glasses? And I looked at Benagher's, that's my daughter.
What's
it? It's my daughter and a friend. So I asked security guy if we could bring him up into the booth.
It is cool, though, when they invite the audience and there's 8,000 or 9,000 people there. Elton John did that Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that stuff. But the other ones, you know, people were just chill.
But when it's a singer, crooner kind of person,
right?
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
That's kind of what I'm saying about Johnny Mathis.
Yep.
Oh, that.
but especially be right now. I would almost think call security would say, "Hey, buddy."
No, John, this wasn't real loud. This was just.
I know, but it was just for sitting.
It was
next
just for
to
him
it.
And me.
That's what I mean. But it was,
it's like whispering in my ear.
Yeah, nothing like whispering Johnny Mathis songs in your ear.
Should have pulled out a 50 and said, "Listen, yeah, I'll give you
buddy,
this,
please." Today is also Marching Band Day. I am a huge fan of marching bands.
I am. That thing we went to at Southwest, Oshkosh came in and they had the five schools of Green Bay. That was great.
I love in fact, I was going past West DePere High School yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever I did. And they were doing a fundraiser. They're selling mattresses or something for a big fundraiser at the high school. But they had the
march.
Yeah, it's a mattress sale at West DePere High School.
No.
Yeah.
New, I hope.
I guess. Anybody out there from West DePere? Are they having a mattress sale?
That is like, what do you, got to deliver them and came upstairs? I can't think of a worse product except the refrigerator.
Okay.
You're right. What? There was one.
Okay.
Really?
Yep. Custom Fundraising Solutions, huge mattress and adjustable bed sale fundraiser at West DePere High School on Sunday.
Okay. Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what is the price? So that's
first
be...
annual mattress sale fundraiser. Yeah. So
first
the
annual.
First time they did
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me guess. Let's put a little star next to that for next year.
See if there's another one.
I've never heard of that before.
Me either. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
No.
No matter how it went.
I know. We got to find out.
We do. What is it? Do they have some pricing on there? And these things got to start at $200.
Get our
right?
old friend Nikki on. Her kids go to West DePere.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. She'll know.
I just think that's usually it's $25, $50 to. That's a high ticket item for kids to sell.
I know. That's what I mean. And plus, like what you said to carry, why can't they make mattresses better to carry? Like I said, I spent a summer working as a mover.
But
worst job I've ever had in my lifetime.
But Costco has some of those. They're like,
you can buy some things, right?
Yeah, they're condensed or they're, yeah. But I think once you open it up, that's it.
Oh, they got like shrink wrap things?
Right. Well, it's more than,
That's, that's pretty cool with clothes. How much stuff you can get into one of those things.
Oh, think about
That's
it.
That's really
think
cool.
About for shipping.
Yeah. But as a mover, and even when I see the guys here at the apartment complex, I have a soft spot for them. It's like, that's a tough job,
man. That's a
man.
Tough job. Yeah, it is. And that two men in a truck, and those guys work so hard.
You earn your checks in those days. You really do. But yeah, marching bands, all the respect in the world for anybody that's ever been in a marching band. I love marching band music. I really, truly do. Right. Snack day. There's a lot of those days.
Yeah, isn't that every day?
A lot of those days. Oh, boy.
Here it is. Did you get my email yesterday on this?
Obesity day?
Yeah.
So.
It's snack day and pound cake day. And then in the middle
what's your thing? What's your number? I'm violating.
BMI?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But the.
I got a text here. When I coach at Kimberly, the baseball program also did that for a fundraiser. Terry, is it hard? Just the mechanics of it? Or
do
you have somebody then delivers them?
And do you have to take the old ones away?
And what are the odds somebody needs a mattress?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's weird.
It's not like...
Maybe we're talking about... Maybe it's really popular.
I was thinking about getting a mattress today.
Right.
I mean, it's not like a pizza.
Okay, so what's your BMI?
It's better.
Give me a pen. I'll write mine down, you write yours down, and we'll just show it to each other.
Okay, well, do you want to write mine down or yours down?
I'm writing mine down.
I'm writing yours down.
All right.
Oh, that's close. One.
Oh, real close. Yeah.
What is it?
33.
I said 34 for him.
I think mine is 31.
I put 31.
So his is.
I think.
Yeah.
Did you see, it's no secret, but aren't like 40% of Americans obese?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. Well, and it wasn't that long ago. It was like 10. I mean, it's crazy how that has grown. And I don't know if they moved the bar. I don't know. But there's...
I mean, in my mind, when somebody says, he's obese. I mean, I'm not what I think of.
Right.
Maybe when other people think of obese, they think of us.
It's possible.
I don't think so.
They might now after
But then they have another category, thank God. It's called severe or...
Yeah.
It's another category.
It's right below that.
Yeah, I know.
I think 34 is.
It's like 33.
I know. All right, we got to start a quick break. We got some great folks coming on, including Ben Chan.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
At 12:01 this morning, the tariffs went into effect against Canada, Mexico, with an escalated tariff rate against China. Now, Wisconsin agriculture waits. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. If you're in the livestock industry, this could definitely impact you. Buck Wehrbein is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says right now he's ready to wait it out.
Tariffs are interesting because President Trump in his first term believed in them. And what did he say? Beautiful word, you know, tariffs. I think our position needs to be that he ran on that. He said he was going to use them and for different reasons. And we need to let it play out and give it a chance to see how it works for him. Tariffs are an economic issue, correct? And I'm not sure any of us totally understand economics. And if you do A, will B happen? And so we're concerned. I run a feedlot. I get paid to worry, and I'm good at it. And so I worry about this too, but I'm willing to give it a chance. It worked okay during the first Trump administration, so we'll give it some time.
His name is Buck Wehrbein. He is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Wisconsin recently for the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Winter Convention. As you might expect, in overnight electronic trade, our agriculture markets are lower. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On Monday, the barrel cheese was a quarter cent higher at 178 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese dropped a nickel and a half to 172, and AA butter was unchanged. This morning, December new crop corn down a half at 451. November new crop beans down 6 cents at 1013. July wheat's down a penny and a half right now at 560. April class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently 24 cents lower at 1785 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Tuesday trade session. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at CivicMedia.us.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, an inch or more possible with a low of 35. Rain will change to snow tomorrow with snow likely tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There could be a few inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusts creating blowing snow at times on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the Earl Ingram Show, Dr. Anthony Eastry to address the attacks on social services. Later, I have a very special guest who will join us. To
the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Part of our listening area is under a winter storm advisory through tomorrow evening. An active storm with rain, wind, and possibly more snow will come through the area, bringing soaking precipitation and high winds of up to 50 miles per hour. Much of our area will see rain, maybe turning to snow late Wednesday. More details are on the way with our Civic Media meteorologists. Green Bay Alderman Chris Weary, who has served the city for 23 years, says he will announce his resignation at the council meeting tonight. Weary, in a social media post, said he's moving from his district to a home where he can better take care of his wife, who has MS, and his mother, who is also dealing with health issues. His last day with the city will be May 6th. People who wish to serve the remainder of his term will be able to apply for the position, and the city council will vote on a replacement at a later date. Looking at the past week, gas prices were down. Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of $2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. This comes on top of the ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
Meanwhile, between Monday and Tuesday morning, some gas stations in New Wisco have increased the prices of a gallon of gas up to 20 cents more than it was over the weekend. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. So, what else we got going on today? It is Pound Cake Day.
That's Tariff Tuesday. No, we shouldn't talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
they
talking,
you're right.
I'm not talking anything national politics.
All right.
Yep. Pound Cake Day. I hate pound cake. Unless it's smothered in strawberries and whipped cream.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the only reason you would have it, isn't
it? Yes.
Well, those guys and all my Vietnam guys said the exact same thing. The pound cake that you could get that was like the only thing you could trade for cigarettes with another guy because they love the pound cake so much in their K rations, C rations.
Isn't there a store on Oneida Street, right off Oneida, pound cake? That's what you buy there?
Oh, I don't know. Is there?
Used to be.
That's all he sells? Pound cake?
Yeah, I gotta look at that.
So, somebody asked me the other day, and I know we talked about this, is the Bunny Bread store still, or not Bunny Bread, the Hostess store still open here? The day old stuff?
Didn't he call and say it was?
Is it?
I didn't call, but I went online.
Oh, you went online. Okay. I thought somebody else did that.
Is it still on Military?
Let me see.
That's where it was when I was a kid.
I think it is on the right side as you're going north.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys have Bunny Bread here?
If it's still there, it's if it's not open, it's still there.
Okay. Do you guys have Bunny Bread? Or is that just a UP Bunny Bread?
That's, did that make it UP and south, like down south.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. We had that down in Mississippi.
That was like, that's the only thing people ate up there was Bunny Bread.
Kind of like, it's kind of like Wonder Bread, right?
Exactly.
Like the whitest of the white
breads. It's as white as possible.
Yeah.
It's great for you.
It could not be whiter.
I thought maybe it was like in the shape of a bunny. Like,
Their logo.
So you would eat it as a little kid.
No, that was their logo. I can guarantee this. Ironically, I've used Bunny Bread to soak up the juice from eating rabbit.
Wow.
You don't even think about
keep
that.
Keep it in the family. Yeah, that's nice.
When I was eating my, Spanfenugel?
Huh?
What did you call that? Spanfenugel?
No.
Oh, no.
Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer. Yeah, and there's juice in there. That is good.
Just does not sound good.
Yeah, I know.
At 6:39 in the morning.
But Wonder Bread, even though it was kind of cheap, that's good bread. It was so
like spongy, you know? I mean,
you know, but if you don't know different, that's great. I mean, now it'd be like, oh, I want whole wheat. I want rye. Yeah. I want this, you know, whatever. Back then, on a peanut butter sandwich, phenomenal.
I'd like to take it
anything better.
And squish it all together and eat it that way.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Then it's like dough.
It was malleable.
Yeah. There you go.
Malleable. That's malleable.
Or put that bologna.
Is that the right word? Malleable?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, malleable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's also Sportsmanship Day, something I believe in strongly.
Oh, yeah, right. Guy never shook hands with somebody. I can't believe you tell people that. Do you tell your kids that?
They know.
They assume.
You lied. I didn't have to.
I had a laugh. We were watching something the other night, and this guy's in the NBA, and he received his fifth technical foul this season. One more, and he's, you know, whatever. I told him, when I was a freshman, I got 5 in 12 games, 5 technicals. Yeah. Mardi Gras Day. Yep. All right. And of course, starting tomorrow, right, Todd? Or does it start today?
I'm not sure if it starts today. Today is just Mardi Gras. So.
Is that today?
It does. With Fat Tuesday, I think that's when
Mardi Gras starts. Yeah, I would think so, huh?
Yeah.
Today's the day of the parades and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Remember that time Al Hurt, somebody threw like a beer bottle and cut his face?
No.
Do you remember that, Todd?
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to say it cut his lip. Somebody threw a beer bottle.
Pete Fulton or Al Hurt?
Al Hurt. During the parade, and cut his lip really bad right in the middle of the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. No. All right. Today is Grammar Day. I wish I would have paid attention to grammar.
I know.
I just, me too. I couldn't diagram a sentence to save my life. Al Hurt, you find it?
I'm looking for it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be there. Trust me. I know these things. I don't make this stuff up. I mean, some stuff I do, but not everything.
Every time I see something like that, when we talked about geometry and algebra, Grammar Day too, like, when will I ever use this? You won't, but the smart kids will.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's kind of like the that thing where the mom, the cartoon, the mom yelling at her son, if you don't learn the capital of every state, you will never win at bar trivia.
So I have your story.
Yes.
It wasn't a beer bottle or a bottle at all. It was actually a brick.
Ooh.
1970. Geez.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does it say, Todd?
That's 54 years ago, right?
55. Yeah. 55.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Is he still living?
I don't think so. He played at the first Super Bowl.
Well, he's got his own place down there.
1999, he passed away.
Okay. Yeah.
One of my favorite songs of all time is still When the Saints Go Marching In. I love that when they play that. So I get goosebumps. Birthday-wise, Chaz Bono is 56. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 64. I told you my Ray Boom Boom Mancini story. I introduced him to his wife.
Oh, I think you did, but now I don't remember the whole thing. How did that work out?
I don't know if they're still married. He was in Tucson for a fight, and I did a big story on him. This girl was a sports writer, and I introduced them, and they hit it off, and I believe they got married then.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, now, I just want to point this out. That's the kind of story nobody else could ever tell, right? I mean, serious to God.
Yeah.
The only person in the world that could tell that story was John Mino. Right. And now, whether it's true or not, you still believe it.
I just don't believe it. I'm letting it go because it's,
No, it's true. It's true. We could call my buddy in Tucson. I was working with him. He'll know.
What was her name?
I don't know. She was Hispanic. She was a sports writer.
Look up Ray Mancini.
What year was that, 76? 1982. Oh, and I still remember what he said to her, because she was like a little bit.
Will you marry me?
And he goes, he goes, so you're the famous, or should I say infamous, so-and-so. I heard about you. And that's what he said to her, as I was standing right next to him.
Wow.
Yeah, Ray Bubba Mancini. And then my first day working in Flint, when I left Tucson, the big story that first day, Boom Boom Mancini accidentally kills that guy in the ring. Dooku Kim. Yeah.
I didn't saw that.
Small world, huh?
Yeah.
You know what else happened on that same day? Mm-hmm. Biggest upset in college basketball history. Chaminade knocked off Virginia when they had Ralph Sampson.
So I just thought of Sha-na-na. So I
saw them.
I looked up Ray.
Okay.
It says his wife is Tina Rossi.
Okay.
But he got married in 2014. There's no record of another marriage before that.
I think they kept it quiet. Okay, can I throw out another one?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure, we got time to kill.
Yeah. No, I'm looking on the birthday list.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia Heaton.
Yep.
Great actress.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
And then, that was a great show, too. Yep. Patricia Heaton.
Yep.
I was friends with her dad.
Really?
Did you introduce him to his... Would you introduce him to Johnny?
No.
Were you friends with her? Okay. Did you meet her?
No.
So okay. What's his name?
I don't remember. He was a sports writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
That is true.
And oh, all right.
In Tucson.
I was going to look.
You ever watch the movie Major League, where that movie is shot? It was High Corbett Field in Tucson, Arizona. And he, all the sports writers would come down. The Cleveland Indians had spring training in Tucson.
Chuck Heaton.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
It was him. Nailed it. It was the Plain Dealer. It was the sports writer for the Plain Dealer.
Yep. It was him and Terry Pluto, Pluto, were the two main sports writers I got to be friends with. Yes. And their general manager, can I just throw out some more bizarre facts?
Might as well.
Their general manager was...
Drop names.
Yeah. Their general manager was Phil Segi, S-E-G-H-I, who used to be general manager of the Green Bay Blue Ribbons. How's that? Good?
No? Unbelievable.
All right. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So again, nobody else in the entire world could pin those things together and tie a string around it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And also last birthday...
Or care, but all right.
Catherine O'Hara, 71. I love her.
Of course, Home Alone. Yeah. She was on SCTV, right? And then she did Schitt's Creek.
Absolutely. Yeah. She is so good. They won. Do you remember the Academy Awards? Or not the Academy. What's the TV?
Emmys. First?
Emmys. And it was during COVID. Okay? So these people would be in rooms at their house, basically. Man. You know. But what that cast did is they all got together in one big room. Okay? And, like, I think there were, like, six people, and five all won, like, awards standing around. She's awesome.
If I read this right, they won a total of 10 between 2019 and 2020.
There you go. Wow. Yeah. See, you think I make up stuff?
No, I
think I make up stuff. Yeah. Isn't it weird, though, Todd? Analyze me.
God, I do that every day, John.
You had 14 minutes.
On his rides home to Oshkosh.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
No, let me just say this. Why do I still remember those kind of things specifically, yet I could sit and have somebody give a talk on whatever, and at the end...
Not retain anything.
Not listen. Why is that?
Is it because... Okay, a couple things there. The movies, you mean, is it visual? Do you have to be visual to
comprehend?
I mean,
I can remember being with Boom Boom Mancini. Oh, yeah. I remember being with Patricia Heaton's dad, you know? Why do I remember those little things? And
I got another theory, but go ahead, Todd.
Well, we've got the folks from the Brain Center coming in, I think, next week. Because they've got a big event coming up. Maybe we should ask them that.
I would like that a lot.
Why you retain certain things and not others?
Yes. Is it ADD? Is that what that is? Or something?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, I hate to say it. We brought this up before, though, so it's okay. We were at our Christmas party. Our owner gave a wonderful, nice speech. And Jim goes, that was really nice. Wasn't it? I go, I wasn't. What did he say?
I didn't hear a word he said.
And then when it was time right to applaud,
I said, John, you were applauding. He goes, yeah, I just sit there. And then when people start applauding, I applaud, too.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I know. What's wrong with me?
It's, you know what it is? Well, I don't know what it is. We'll talk to the Brain Center. There's a couple things there. One is just pure and simple interest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if it was a military history, your sports thing, right. I'd be all over it.
And then you retain that because you've got to get more interested in finances.
Yes.
And all that exciting stuff, politics. And I could tell you.
Send me to a seminar. I'll come back and report
on
it.
Might be a waste of money. So,
hey, we got some great guests today. Billy Joel Banachek.
Yep.
First Reach Foundation, which is a very cool organization. 7:30, Ben Chan. Everybody knows Dr. Ben Chan. Talk about his most recent most recent Jeopardy appearance. Steve Jones, longtime, unbelievably successful football coach at Kimberly, who now is a leadership coach and an author. He is amazing. All the respect in the world for him. And Todd is playing my song.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Is that okay? What is that? Gras. A trombone? What is that?
Yeah, that's a trombone right now.
Okay. And what's the first one?
The trumpet.
Trumpet and then trombone?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know my brass. I mean, I like the sounds, but I never know what sound something's making when I hear it like this. Todd, did you ever say... we got more to talk about. Back at this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi,
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 920-332-5578. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 920-332-5578. That's 920-332-5578.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
It's got to put you in a good mood, right?
Man.
It's just awesome.
How do you
music.
Not tap right. along your feet right. to that? Right.
That's a drum, John.
Man, I wish I was a drummer. I always wanted to be a drummer. That's the only instrument I ever wanted to play was drumming.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy.
I think I'd be a phenomenal.
That's
a lot of coordination
awesome.
There.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do the foot pedal thing.
Well, then you can't be a drummer.
Yeah, I
suppose you could be a
bass. No, you got to have that.
Okay, you said, Todd, there's only one person that could tell those stories. Okay. Who's the only person you know won 14 teddy bears playing whack-a-mole at Great America in one day? Yeah. Now you tell me that guy could be a drummer.
Do you use your feet?
No. I wouldn't use... that's overkill. You don't need feet to be a drummer.
I mean, if you're in a marching band, you could just be a snare drum,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Or a bass drum. Or...
Absolutely.
That's a lot easier. The bass just...
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
But then if you mess it up...
Heavier to carry, though, too.
That's true. But that jazz, I love it.
I do, too.
It is...
Something like that.
That's
phenomenal.
Why clarinets. That's why when Kevin Van Ness is playing with the group at our remotes and stuff like that, so fun. Because they play that kind
when
of
they
stuff,
did
right?
that inside the Packer House, when Michael came up, our last Packer House thing.
Yeah.
In that room, wasn't that fun? Didn't that sound amazing?
Yeah. When they were playing that high note, that could have been a clarinet. Because I said it was a trumpet. I don't know if it's a trumpet or a clarinet. But I mean, that's what a band is there. They don't have any, you know, obviously strings or anything in there. But
it was an oboe. Just telling you. I got a couple texts. Sportsmanship. In my 35 years of coaching, I got one technical for yelling, "Oh my God," at an official.
Wow.
That's almost exactly what I said when I got my.
Yeah.
Got another one here from Sarah. I don't believe the bread store is there anymore. I think it's a rent-to-own place. Mm. Thank you, Sarah. Text said that. This is true. Well, you do still need feet in a marching band, Johnny.
Yeah, that is true.
Could you keep time marching? Because I get really disappointed when I see marching bands that they're not on time. That bothers me.
I don't know if that's that big of an issue sometimes anymore.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is.
Okay. And I'm just saying that I think sometimes the high school bands, they're a little more lax on the, because I'll tell you what, I found this video on this website about the UP, okay? It's really interesting to see. But anyway, they had video from the 1965 Centennial, and they had this group up, there was a drum and bugle corps called the Blue Notes, they had film of them. You've never seen anything more
in-step. I know.
And like they're coming up and they turn that corner. And how they do that corner.
Flank that thing.
So perfect.
It's awesome.
And that was 1965. Like
little steps,
and
big steps.
Yes.
It's what you could carry a pole and it would just be perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I'll show you sometimes. It's all black and white and everything, but it's like, watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Because they come up to the end of the road, it's a dead end, and how they turn so perfectly synchronized. It's like, that is fun to watch. That's cool to see.
It's also a lot of practice.
A lot of practice. Another thing, though, about marching bands, like that we've talked about, I've seen, I know at least two, maybe three times in the summer where people have gone down from the heat with those uniforms. And I think that's why in a lot of places, you and I have talked about this,
right?
High school football games these days, in the warmer days, very seldom will you see them in uniform.
But I think the uniforms from marching bands were at football, which was a cooler season.
Well, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you take that on the 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they're expensive. So, you know, I don't know that they have summer and winter. I think they do now, but no. Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean,
that.
It looks so awesome.
The capes.
I mean, just cool. Looks phenomenal. They wear those hats with the feathers and the whole thing. I'm into that. I really am. I've never done it, but I could listen to that kind of music,
we'll
marching band music
next year
all the
again,
time.
They had the Oshkosh came in, their marching band, and then the five high schools from Green Bay area, and they had a contest. Don and I went to that. That was a lot of fun. It's great.
Brian says, I always want to bring a whistle and throw off bands
nice.
At a parade.
Think, well, isn't
Brian,
that nice?
Of all people.
Isn't that nice?
Of all people, you'd be like the last one that I would think would say something like that.
Oh.
Well, no, not the last. We had some other characters. Yeah, with it. But disappointing, Brian.
Really, if you would blow that thing two, three times, they would be looking, they'd be like stopping, like, what's going on here? Oh, that would be terrible.
Wow.
Brian, don't do that. That's,
that sounds like something Mino would do.
Yeah.
I like them. I told you I like marching bands.
But still.
Oof. No, I got buddies that would do that. I guarantee you my buddies would do that. Delangelo, some of the fellas. Yeah. You know, another thing, though, too, about Mardi Gras and about the whole New Orleans kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be scary, I've heard. I've heard people say that, like, okay, everybody loves to show up there. Well, criminals know that, too. And they show up just like tourists do for these people who are in New Orleans for the first time or getting drunk and doing whatever. They say, you really got to watch it downtown New Orleans during, even they say during the parade.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I always think there's safety in numbers. You know, I really believe that. And, you know, if you just get those, put your money in front, right? Like, you don't carry a wallet. Just, you know how you get those, what's that called? You just put it over your neck. They always tell you that when you do international trips. No, New Orleans is my parents went to that one year. It's great place to go.
They
celebrate.
Actually, you know what? I've got one of those. I think I gave it to my daughter. I think I lost it, but I actually got one of those in Iraq.
Yeah,
and the guys told me, if you lose your papers, you're up. I mean, it's
right. So put them in there. Yeah,
and that worked perfectly whenever I traveled.
And the material's good.
Your passport and everything. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's those things are awesome. They really truly are.
I don't know, New Orleans, I mean, it was terrible what happened this year there, or last year, I should say, but by and large, I mean, I think that's pretty safe.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of tourists and a ton of fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'd go.
I'll tell you what, when we went down for the Super Bowl that year, we've got people, I remember we had Erin Davidson on, and she was talking about some of the hotel rooms, like some of the people check in, and they go into the room, there's like an empty whiskey bottle under the bed, and like, I mean, you got to kind of know your thing in New Orleans, I think, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Todd, did you ever go there when you were living there, or no?
Not when I lived there. Later, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I've been there.
How far were you from that, where you lived?
Couple of hours. I was, you know, in Jackson, Mississippi. Probably could have gotten down there in 3-4 hours.
Okay, what song? What song? I'm going to say the song, 1971, okay? Last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there is three of them and only one of me.
Oh, when you're hot, you're hot?
Nope.
Is that Johnny Cash?
He said, you tip your hat to the lady, son. And when I did, all that hair fell out. Yeah. Well, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, devoted Baptist at the Antioch Church. You don't know that song?
No, what is it?
Easy Rider, Charlie Daniels.
Oh, okay.
We got a great play coming back?
Sure.
All right.
Of course we can.
All right. We got Billy Joe.
Bonick. Yep.
Coming
up. A great cause that she's working on.
Phenomenal. Dr. Ben Chan coming up. Of course, we all know him. And Steve Jones, former head coach at Kimberly High School, now a leadership coach and an author. He's spectacular. Great guest coming up. You won't hear any more stories from me in 1982.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and doubling tariffs to 20% on Chinese imports as well.
Canada responding with a 25% tariff of its own on American goods. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices. The Yale Budget Lab estimates that the tariffs could cost the average household up to $2,000 annually.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. Target topping fourth quarter expectations. However, it's warning this morning those tariffs will have an impact on its business. Tonight, President Trump will deliver an address to a joint session of Congress, his first this term. That speech could include discussions of Ukraine. Overnight, the White House announced it was pausing all military aid. Pope Francis now off mechanical ventilation as he continues his fight against pneumonia. This is ABC News. Target top